Good morning. We're continuing Chayal Mechus Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yud Aleph, which we have completed, and we're discussing the Malachas of Zareya. So there's a food which is called bean sprouts. A person takes it, some type of a legume, and they put it into a jar of water. In the jar of water, the bean starts to sprout. The process of the bean sprouting is a form of germination. It's in a medium of water, which helps it to grow. So it is in. It's like it's in the soil, and it's germinating. So putting it into the water to do that would be putting. We had before putting chitim, putting grains into water. They should to sprout is also chaya because of the malach of zareya. So putting the beans into the water would be problematic because of the malach of zareya. What's even more interesting is the way the process is that they change the water every day for a few days, and the beans start to sprout. It's kept covered, it's kept moist, and that's what allows them to grow. Taking the adding water onto the bean sprouts would be a continuation of the malach of zareya. Each time you're taking out water and adding water, you're furthering the process of the zareya. That's going to malach of zareya. So putting the bean sprouts into the water, adding the water is going to be problems of zareya. Taking the sprouts out from the jar, this person wants to eat, the sprouts have grown, and he wants to add them into the salad on Shabbos. So you have a problem of kitzer, since they are in a medium which allows them, which is used for them to grow in, and that's their normal medium that they grow in. So the process of taking it away from that is considered a malach of kitzer. When we learn with kitzer, we'll talk about the fact that if you have vegetables in your vegetable bin, you have carrots which start to sprout, even though they sprout, they're not really growing, and the bin is not the medium in which they grow, so not considered that they're mechuber that they're in this growth medium environment where they would normally grow. So taking it away from that is not considered kitzer. But over here they are in their growth environment. The water in the jar is how they grow. So taking them out of that would be the malach of kitzer. Let's say a person before Shabbos drained the beans, drained the water, so they're no longer sitting in the medium, so there's no longer, you can't argue that it's kitzer anymore. As long as the moisture is still on the plant, it was pointed out to me that the plants will continue to germinate. So we have this idea of a moist plant, the plant will continue to sprout and grow, even though it's cutting up the sprouts kills them. So is that considered kreutzer? Or eating them is going to kill them in that regard. So is that considered kreutzer? So Rabbi Ribbia in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos and his footnotes in the Malach of Kreutzer points out clearly that that's not considered kreutzer. The Malach of Kreutzer is removing something from its growth source, which is no longer relevant over here, even though there is water over there. But the act of eating something is not considered an act. It's an act of uprooting it from its source, which you're not doing over here. Therefore, it's not going to be usher. Drying the plants would arguably be mutter as well, that you want to take off the excess liquid, which would help them grow. And he says, why is that? Because the removal of the moisture, it inhibits further growth. It's not considered uprooting. So when it's in the water, that's its medium which it grows, and that's its environment. So taking it out of its kosher, the moisture which is there will allow it to continue to grow. Taking it away means that it will no longer continue to grow, but that's not considered the kosher. So that would be the situation. As much as a person wants to use them, he has to make sure that they've been removed from their growth source from before Shabbos. And then it's going to be mutter. Let's say you have vegetables and things which you want to, they're not fully ripe. You put them inside of a bag and put in a warm place, and they ripen. So that process of ripening a fruit is not considered zerei in any shape or form. There's nothing about that. It's not then going to lead to planting and growing the fruit. So that does not go into fall under the umbrella of the malacha of zerei, and it's not problematic. Have a good day.